As Muslim Mainers respond to Donald Trump's comments about their communities, let's take a closer look. As tonight, we bring you the second in a series of profiles of Muslims in Maine, a Somali business owner in Lewiston. Our intern, Abukar Adan, has the story.
Shukri Abashak, or Mama Shukri, as she's known by many in the community, is tending to a customer at her small business, the Mogadishu store. Customers can find anything from camel and goat meat to spices and traditional clothes. Yusri Akash, a regular customer, says other stores just don't have as large of a selection.
She have a lot of varieties over here in this store, and that's why there's a lot of customers that come over here.
When she's not at the cash register, Abushek restocks shelves, manages the finances, or directs the store's kitchen staff. She oversees the entire operation. She's constantly busy, but she loves her work.
And always my dream when I come to Lewiston, I like one day open a store because my family a business people in Somali.
Abushek's family lost their home and business during the Somali Civil War of the late 80s. They fled to Kenya in 1990 and lived in a refugee camp for nearly a decade before being resettled to Atlanta, Georgia in 1999. Abushek did not like the chaos and congestion of the big city. She wanted to live and raise a family in a small and safe community, which is what attracted her to Lewiston. The move wasn't easy, however.
2002 really is very difficult when I moved to Atlanta. Till here, I came car, 30-hour drive. And when I came to Lewiston, I don't have any money, and I don't speak English.
And they arrived in the same year that Mayor Larry Raymond wrote his infamous letter to the Somali community, complaining that the city's resources were strained and could not handle any more refugees. This created a hostile environment for these new Mainers. They were harassed and threatened, says Fatuma Hussein, founder of United Somali Women and an organizer at the time. But Hussein recalls that the Somali community refused to be intimidated.
I remember myself saying over and over, the sooner you get used to us living here, the sooner we can all get along and create this vibrant community that we are all envisioning.
Over a decade later, that vision of a vibrant community is being realized in places like Lisbon Street. Once plagued by empty storefronts, this downtown stretch bustles with Somali-owned businesses. Mogadishu's store was one of the first to open, and now it's among the most popular, which Hussein attributes to her friend's hard work and determination.
Imagine not having formal education and running a successful business. And Mama Shukri worked day and night, long hours.
Despite the success of her business, Abushek has no plans of slowing down. She's driven to make a better life for her 8 children. And it's a mission in which she takes great pride.
4 of my children, they graduated Lewiston High School. Now one is accounting, one is doctor in Michigan. One is he going to Atlanta University. Georgia State University, and someday helping me for the store.
A lot has changed since Abushek first moved to Lewiston. She's regained a sense of stability and independence. And even as the national political dialogue has intensified some of its focus on Muslims in America, Abushek says she now feels very much at home in Lewiston.
Yeah, city is safe. We don't get any problem. Children play outside, come anytime home. We don't get any problem.
On the front windowsill of the Mogadishu store, an American flag and a Somali flag hang side by side, a fitting metaphor for Abushek's life. Her store is now a physical representation of the economic and cultural vitality that has been brought to the area. Once considered a burden, Abushek is proving that her community may just be one of Lewiston's greatest assets. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Abukar Adan.